By the beginning of 1918, Germany stood at the edge of victory and ruin at the same time. On paper, the war had finally offered the German high command the opportunity it had dreamed of for years. Russia had collapsed into revolution, the Eastern Front had dissolved, and the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk was about to remove a massive enemy from the war. For the first time since 1914, Germany could shift enormous numbers of soldiers, guns, and supplies westward. The nightmare of fighting a two-front war seemed, at least temporarily, to be over. Yet beneath that apparent advantage lay a much darker reality. The German Empire was exhausted. Its cities were hungry, its civilians were weary, its army was strained, and its allies were weakening by the month. Austria-Hungary was cracking under the pressure of nationalism and shortages. The Ottoman Empire was losing ground in the Middle East. Bulgaria was tired and unstable. Even Germany itself, still disciplined and formidable, could feel the weight of 4 years of industrial slaughter. The German leadership understood something else with brutal clarity. Time was no longer on their side. The United States had entered the war in April 1917, and although American forces had not yet reached full strength in Europe, that was only a matter of time. Every month brought more American troops, more ships, more money, more food, more equipment, and more psychological confidence to the Allies. If Germany waited too long, the balance would become impossible to reverse. So, in the early months of 1918, General Erich Ludendorff, the dominant figure in the German military leadership, prepared one last enormous gamble. It was not simply another offensive. It was Germany's final attempt to win the war before American power could fully arrive. It was a campaign born from opportunity, desperation, calculation, and illusion. It would become known as the German Spring Offensive. The offensive opened on March 21, 1918, with Operation Michael, the first and largest of several German attacks launched across the Western Front that spring. The assault struck the British lines near the Somme, in the same region where terrible losses had scarred both armies in 1916. But this time, Germany did not intend to repeat the old pattern of slow advances behind massive bombardments. Ludendorff wanted rupture, confusion, and collapse. He wanted to break through the Allied front, split the British and French armies, drive the British back toward the Channel ports, and force a political or military decision before the Americans could transform the war. The opening bombardment was terrifying. Before dawn, thousands of German guns unleashed a storm of shells across the British positions. High explosives smashed trenches, command posts, roads, and strong points. Gas shells spread panic and confusion. Communications were cut. Telephone lines disappeared under mud, smoke, and torn earth. Units lost contact with headquarters. Officers struggled to understand whether they faced a raid, a limited attack, or something much larger. Then came the infantry. The German assault troops did not advance in the old rigid ways that had often been massacred by machine guns. Instead, specially trained stormtroopers moved forward in small, flexible groups. They bypassed strong points when possible, slipped through weak sections of the line, attacked command centers, and disrupted artillery positions. Their goal was not to capture every yard methodically. Their goal was to penetrate, disorganize, and keep moving. Behind them came heavier formations tasked with reducing the pockets of resistance left behind. This method reflected lessons learned through years of failure and adaptation. The Western Front had forced every army to experiment. Artillery had become more precise. Infantry tactics had become more flexible. The old dream of a clean breakthrough had not died, but it had changed form.